There may not be a younger player in this NFL draft than Minnesota tight end Max Williams. There may not be one with as much upside either. With his 21st birthday in mid-April, Williams, whose father is a former NFL player, is turning pro after just a redshirt season and two playing years in college. With his ability still so raw, he's getting a lot of questions from teams regarding what went into his decision to enter the draft early.
I think the toughest one to answer is, why'd you leave? And for me, it's hard to answer because I still know that I am that sophomore. But for personally, I can answer it because I know I left because I want to be the best I can. And to be the best, you have to play against the best because competition is what makes you better. So the way I explain why I wanted to leave is I'm following my dreams to be a pro and follow my dad's footsteps. And I always strive to be the best I am at my position in my sport. And going to the next level is how I can get to there.
A big play guy with great hands and impressive athletic ability in the open field, Williams could be the first tight end taken in the draft. He averaged an impressive 16.2 yards per catch on his 61 receptions over the last 2 years for the Gophers, and that was in an offense that ran the ball plenty and didn't throw nearly as much as some college spread offenses do. That's why some wonder whether Williams has shown everything he's really capable of.
You know, it's the offense we ran. You can't get frustrated with what you're in. I mean, I knew we were power offense when I committed there, and I think it actually benefited me because it taught me how to be an on-the-line blocker and play in a power scheme, and it worked to our advantage because then I had the mismatches with the play-action game.
Still growing into his 6'4", 250-pound frame, Williams went out with a flourish, setting career highs with 7 catches for 98 yards in Minnesota's bowl game against Missouri. He made all the highlights by leaping not one but two defenders on his way to the end zone, and if that's a snapshot of what's to come in the NFL, look out.
In the bowl game when I had the double hurdle, it came to my mind is that I saw the guy earlier in the game. He hit me low, one of the D-backs. I'm not sure which one. I figured it was last game of the year. I was trying to make kind of my legacy on Minnesota as my last stand, and I figured might as well go for the hurdle and keep going. And second guy came in at that point. I knew I wanted to score in my last game, so I went for it again, and I was fortunate enough it worked out for me.